Much has been written about the rich but also rocky relationships between men and women. As a priest who counsels couples, I've read a few of those books. Few things take up as much of our time, talents, and treasures than having to manage the relationships that we have with the opposite sex. And that's no exception for monks and nuns. One such book that I read is called Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. It certainly feels like we're from different planets sometimes, doesn't it? Another is called Love and Respect and explores how women crave love and tenderness while men seek respect and admiration. You know how big a man's ego is, don't you? But the most valuable lesson I've learned about love comes from a movie called My Big Fat Greek Wedding. The bride, in one scene, is having cold feet the night before her wedding, and her mother gives her a little advice. She says, "Dear, there are only two things you need to remember about marriage. The first is the man is the head of the house. And the second is that the woman is the neck. And the neck can turn the head." We often hear it said that the man is the head while the woman is the heart. And that's certainly true. But I would suggest to you that a woman's best role is symbolized by being the neck. By the way, that's what we mean when we say a woman can turn heads, in case you didn't know what that meant. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Scholastica, and what is special, how special it is to be here in this monastery for this feast day. I can't imagine any other place I'd rather be today. It's hard to talk about Saint Scholastica without making mention of her twin brother, Saint Benedict. I only want to point out one aspect of Saint Scholastica's life, namely that she embodies all that is best in how a woman should relate to a man. Saint Scholastica embodies all that is best in how a woman should relate to a man. So pay attention, ladies. I don't know if she ever read Love and Respect or Men Are From Mars or watched the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding, but Scholastica knew how to deal with Benedict in a way that was a blessing to both. In the famous book, The Dialogues of St. Gregory the Great, we read about the last time that St. Scholastica went to visit St. Benedict. You know this story well. By that time, they had both founded monasteries and were coming to the end of their lives. Because women were not allowed inside the monastery, Benedict and a few monks met St. Scholastica outside the monastery in a nearby farmhouse. When evening came, Benedict got up to go because his rule required him to spend the night inside his own monastery. But St. Scholastica begged him to stay longer. When he refused, she fell to her knees and began to pray. Suddenly, a severe thunderstorm broke out, and Benedict was forced to remain in the farmhouse all night. Benedict cried out, "God forgive you, sister! What have you done?" Scholastica replied famously, "I asked a favor of you, and you refused. I asked it of God, and he granted it." I believe this is what that wise Greek mother meant when she said, "The man is the head, but the woman is the neck, and the neck can turn the head." Didn't St. Scholastica turn Benedict's head to more spiritual matters in their long nocturnal conversation? And if this doesn't sound too irreverent, didn't St. Scholastica even turn God's head in by her prayer and his answer of a thunderstorm? You see, wise women know how to turn a man's head. And the wisest women turn men's heads to heaven. Would you indulge me for a moment longer and allow me to add a few personal points about St. Scholastica and this magnificent monastery? I would like to just say three things. First, as administrator of Trinity Junior High, just down the hill from you, I feel very blessed every time I drive on to this monastery campus. You consecrated women turned this priest's head. When I look up the hill, and I know that you are praying for me and for our school. You've done more than pray. You've also supported us financially, and you even attend our school functions occasionally, like the quiz bowl competition of men in black versus the boys in blue, although I couldn't tell exactly who you were cheering for. Whenever we see you, you turn our heads to think of heaven. Secondly, your monastery is a landmark in this community. Even John Bell, the renowned Fort Smith painter, has immortalized this monastery on oil and canvas. You turn the heads of the people of Fort Smith to think of heaven. And third, you are embarking on a campaign to build a new monastery for your future. Be assured of my prayers and my support for the success of that campaign. But may I ask you a favor as you embark upon that campaign? Whatever you build and however your future unfolds, don't stop turning heads to heaven. That is your purpose. That is your power. That should be your pride. Wise women know how to turn a man's head. And the wisest women, like St. Scholastica, always turn a man's head to heaven. Today's gospel from Matthew 25 is very apropos to this feast of St. Scholastica. Let me ask you, what made the wise virgins so wise? And what made the others so foolish? Well, the wise were always ready for the bridegroom. They never took their eyes off heaven and his return. The fools looked away. They became distracted. And finally, they were left out of the wedding. The real purpose and the real power of wise virgins and of all really wise women is to keep their eyes on heaven and to turn our heads to heaven too. My dear sisters of St. Scholastica, keep turning our heads to heaven. But if you don't mind, please don't give us whiplash. Praise be Jesus Christ.